Winning the future involves out hustling everybody else.
So that people can actually hear me say something someday.
One day.
So I've been thinking about what I listen to while I ride, and every once in a while I get on a kick of, like, starting every ride, or at least the first ride of the day, with the same song.
Rock you like a hurricane.
No, so the one that I'm on right now, I'm, like, kind of proud of and kind of embarrassed about.
Fireworks.
No, it's the song from the warehouse scene in Footloose. It's called Never by, I think, Moving Pictures.
Okay, I mean, wait, you're talking about, like, Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Original.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
where
I can
he's like
it.
Really frustrated. He's dancing out his emotions.
Yes.
Yeah,
anger dancing.
Yeah, and I like every ride that I start with that song is just 10 times better. Like, it is perfect, and I love it. And I was talking to someone on OkCupid.
I know people who've met each other, and they are perfectly happy. There's nothing wrong with having to meet somebody.
So I was talking to someone on OkCupid, and he asked me what my favorite song was right now. And I was like, I have no idea, but the song that I listen to most frequently, at least every day, if not multiple times a day, would be this song, Never. And he thought that was funny. And then he told me that when he rides his bike, he listens to a band called, Rats. I totally can't remember. But it's like a female Japanese power metal band.
Like Shonen Knife or...
It's called Baby... Oh, I have my computer on me. I could look it up.
You could.
And they're hilarious, and I can kind of understand why he likes to ride to that, because it's very, very energetic. And he's really embarrassed about it. So I feel like as long as you're slightly embarrassed about those things that are... I mean, who am I to judge?
Oh, you can judge. It's cool.
Okay. Baby metal.
They're called baby metal.
They're called baby metal.
I got to say, like, I'm already suspect of any band that has baby in the name.
I know, but I looked them up on YouTube, and I chose to listen to a song called Gimme Chocolate, and it's like GIMMMMMME, I think, chocolate. And they have a choreographed dance that they do.
Uh-huh. Are you about to show me this dance?
No. I mean, I could show you on the computer, but... You know, you could just look it up later. It's pretty great. So, yeah, I think he's my soulmate. I think,
okay.
I mean, you know, I think I've found the one.
I'm sorry, I laughed. Maybe you're serious. Shit.
Maybe someday, you know. No, of course not. Although he did, so I haven't hung out with him yet, but he did ask me.
You mean IRL.
IRL, right. We've chatted quite a bit, but he... was like, hey, we should hang out on Friday. And it's always interesting to see what people suggest doing.
Yeah.
And he suggested going up to Tabor and riding our bikes down really, really fast.
I love this man.
And I was like, okay, that's pretty solid. I could not go, but we're...
I keep trying to get Anna to, on every Wednesday I can.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'll do... like 3 to 5 laps up Tabor.
Uh-huh.
I keep trying to get Anna to come with me. She won't do it.
Yeah, no, that sounds
terrible.
She
doesn't even want to do one. She's like, I'll wait for you.
Yeah.
I'll wait at the playground for you.
Right. Well, I really like the sound of riding down Tabor really, really fast. That's
pretty cool.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to be continued.
Ooh.
Have I ever told you my OkCupid username?
No. Wait. Hold on.
I thought it was great, and that it would, like, you know, attract a certain dumpster diving, anti-capitalist, lovely sort of person.
Kind of, yeah, the freegan kind of style.
But instead, it's just been really creepy.
Like, do people, like, somehow think... I don't know. What could you take from that name than like what it is? But
I mean, there are people that are that like I'll get a message that says, "Hey, girl, I'll jump in your dumpster or something."
Yeah,
like yeah, really, really creepy stuff. There have been a few people who have gotten it and said like, "Hey, we should go dumpster diving," and that's been good. But
I guess because you know. I'm somewhat a part of or have been a part of that culture mm-hmm. that's the first thing I think of. And it's a stretch right. for me to think of anything else at this point.
Yeah. I don't think that people, I don't know. I think that people just are choosing to make other associations because yeah. OkCupid is like great breeding ground for
creeps.
Yeah. For being really creepy. I mean, we could sit here and I could just read you like, message after message.
We could. Yeah, that's true. We could.
Oh, I closed my computer. Come on. That's boring. I had a beer the other night that I had the first time I co-hosted the Sprocket with you.
Which the is, Captured by Porches?
Oh, I guess it wasn't the first time. It was the second time. It was Pig War. By Hopworks.
Oh no, I think that was the first time.
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, I really like that beer, and it made me feel really.
No, that was the second time, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was the time. Your first time was Carl.
Yeah.
The second time was Lenny Anderson.
Lenny Anderson.
That was the Pig War because he knew all about it.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, he was a funny guest. Yeah. I really like that beer, and now it makes me think of doing the Sprocket, which makes me really happy.
Yay.
So I was drinking it, and I was just, like, kind of grinning about it.
Are you going to come to our 250th
Heck
live
yeah.
episode? Awesome.
When is it again? September? August?
August 7th.
August 7th. Got it. I know I've RSVP'd on Facebook, so...
So that doesn't mean shit.
That doesn't mean anything. No, actually it does for me. I am very serious about the Facebook RSVP.
You're someone who actually has some integrity in their life.
I also don't have the ability to check Facebook like 12,000 times a day. So,
do you think that has something to do with it?
Like, kind of. I take it more
have,
seriously.
More, okay.
Like there's more intention behind my... This sounds ludicrous. Like, I hate myself for saying any of this. But I think that, you know...
Should I stop recording at this point?
Just maybe don't share it. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's more intention behind it because I'm not on it constantly. Although, if I'm, you know, supposed to be working on a project or something, I'm probably on it.
You're also on Facebook. Yeah, of course.
Like, quite a bit. I mean, it's a really...
How do you not...
It's a really interesting distraction. You don't know Facebook too at all.
I've been around.
Like you've seen it.
I know what it is.
Something that fascinates me right now is they have like trending. There's a column on the right hand side of your homepage that says like articles that are trending or something like that, and it just kind of lists everything that's really popular. So like like today, I just was looking today and they just posted that NBC had dropped Donald Trump, because he said...
Because he's a bigot?
Right. Because he said a bunch of bigoted things. And
I'm sorry, you're right. He may not be a bigot. He just said a bunch of bigoted things.
Excellent clarification. So then they have that. And then underneath, it's like... Like Kylie Jenner has lip implants. Like, oh, someone's shoes are on the porch. Free bucks.
I got a story similar to that because one thing I learned from Brock and Adele, and they do this with much more ability than I do, is like dumpstering food, but mm-hmm. not even just dumpstering, like noticing, oh, these people have abandoned like half a plate of nachos at the bar
mm-hmm.
and grabbing that.
Yeah.
And there was a time I was riding my bike with a bunch of people, and I saw a burrito sitting on top of a car, and I'm like, abandoned burrito. And so I grabbed it and I started eating it, and there were these kids that were skating. They were like so pissed because they're like, this guy stole my burrito.
Oh, was it their burrito?
Yeah, it was their burrito.
Oh, because they had just said it because they were skateboarding.
They were up the street skating.
Oh, man.
I didn't make the connection for whatever reason.
Wow. You just stole someone's burrito.
Stole some kid's burrito.
Yeah.
I felt really bad. Like, I went back and I gave it to him and I was like, dude, I'll give you money for a new one. And he was just like so pissed. He didn't want anything to do with me.
That's a really good story. I have a hard time sometimes, like, knowing the difference between people moving and what their free pile is. And, like, the last time that I moved houses in Portland, we had this really stressful move out, and we were, like, six of us are just getting everything out of the house.
Yeah, and you were trying to get rid of a bunch of furniture.
Yeah. It was before I moved to California. It was, like, the house before. But okay. Anyways, it was just frantic and really disorganized, and people kept pulling over and getting out and trying to take furniture that we were just,
oh my God,
that was like in line
to get
loaded,
the truck.
Loaded up. And we kept having to like chase people away almost. And then they,
you damn kids.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even kids.
Back with my easy chair.
It definitely wasn't even kids. That was the funny thing. Yeah. So I'm really sensitive about that. So I've had a couple times where I've been really unsure. So I've tried to like make a lot of noise when I'm taking something to see if someone will come out. Be like,
you don't want me
taking,
to have this. Come stop me.
I'm taking this. Yeah, that's why the free sign is really necessary in the free pile, free box game. Like,
yeah,
put out a free sign. It's necessary.
For some reason I have
this dream that I'm going to decorate one wall in my house, or, well, I guess my room rather, because my roommate would not appreciate this, with free signs. Like, I was collecting.
Like, whenever you get the last of the box, you keep the box.
Exactly. I had, like, collected a lot of free signs for some reason, and I was thinking, how funny would that be to just have a whole wall that was just, like,
just
everyone's.
Free all of
them. Yeah. So.
It'd be interesting to see.
Urban,
like,
Outfitters, don't steal that from me.
Oh, yeah, those fuckers. I can totally see them doing that.
You know, I worked for them.
You
I didn't
know,
work.
Some, for some reason, doesn't surprise me.
I mean, deeply offended. I worked for the company. I didn't work at Urban Outfitters. Okay. I worked at Anthropologie.
I mean, you got to eat and I got to eat. Oh, that surprise. Oh, no, you've told me this before.
Yeah.
However, that is more surprising than Urban Outfitters.
You know that one time I had a conversation with Lizzie, and we were talking about me working at Anthropologie and you working at
Macy's.
Yeah. And how both of those things were really shocking. And then she said, I find it more shocking that you worked at Anthropologie than Wayne working at Macy's. And I can't remember her reasoning behind it, but I thought that was really funny. Because
I'm way more desperate for a job than you.
I guess you're way more lax on your morals or something. I mean, I took it as a compliment. Yeah, that's the other thing. So I have been really stressed out. I mean, I start working in a professional setting next week with my unpaid practicum placement.
Oh, right.
In this role, I'm going to be doing some organizing work, and probably will spend some time in Salem. And so I've been just like racking my brain trying to figure out how I'm going to present a professional self, because I haven't had to do that since I worked in Anthropologie. I've mostly been a caregiver for the past 6 years, so wearing a sleeveless t-shirt that I found in a free box is
no go.
Generally socially acceptable in a caregiving setting, less so in, you know, that world. So that has been the intention behind my free box endeavors recently.
Right.
It's like, come on, get me a professional wardrobe. And I just think it would be so funny if like the majority of my quote-unquote professional attire
came out of free boxes.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I would feel really good about
more
that.
More so than like than Goodwill or yeah, other secondhand stores.
Totally.
Like that's cool to get it from there, and I still do the majority of my
me too.
Clothing
yeah.
shopping there. But it's not, it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't speak to as much of a skill. Although freeboxing isn't so much skill.
Oh,
as
I
it
think
is.
It's a skill.
Well,
I okay. deeply believe it's a skill. There are some people who are really bad at it.
Yeah?
Yes.
How can you be bad at, like, do you mean like people who like, who give things out at no, free boxes or people taking from free boxes?
Taking from free boxes. Okay. Like moving about with the intention of like furnishing your house with things from
free boxes.
Yeah.
Or on yeah. the side of the road.
Yeah. Like, well, I think it comes down to people not paying attention to the world around them. Like there are so many people who do not pay attention to anything around them. And I am constantly distracted by everything around me. And so I see everything and I know, like, I mean, on my ride down here, I didn't stop at any free boxes, but I saw
but you noticed.
All of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, mental note for the ride home. But yeah. And I've had this conversation with one of my other friends before who, like, you know, I have ridiculous stories from, when I grew up in California and like, things that I found. Have I ever told you these stories?
I remember the backpack.
There's the backpack.
And the cash register. Those were the same night, though, right?
Different night.
Different nights. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then a dead body once.
Oh, God.
I know. It's really not that, like, that story sounds really exciting, but it was very anticlimactic and upsetting, so.
I bet.
But yeah, I mean, like, I found this cash register that had been yanked from a wall that had like $7 of change in it, you know, and everyone asked like, how did you even see that? It was pitch black. And I was like, I don't know. I was a passenger and I was paying attention.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And that's just how I've always existed. So I think I'm really good at free boxing and other people are bad at it. Certain other
so
people
you can,
are bad at
you
it.
You can be bad at noticing free boxes.
Yes.
Definitely.
I mean, I guess I could say that I'm also bad at free boxing in another sense because last week or a couple weeks ago, I was riding around North Portland and, oh, it might have been around University of Portland's move out time because I was like,
yeah,
you know, doing it up big time.
You said that was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, well, so in the past couple years, so when I went to UP, I wrote an article about dumpster diving. And the intention was to talk about how, like, wasteful people were being at the end of the year and to encourage them to find better ways to get rid of things that they don't need anymore. And also, in entering a new school year, to have more intention around not making that extra trip to Target and buying stuff that you're going to throw out at the end of the year. You know, so, like, to have the forethought in the beginning and the intention around it. And then also, you know, at the end of the year, to not put totally usable goods in a dumpster.
Right.
Basically, the only thing that writing that article did was shine light on the fact that people are dumpster diving at UP.
Right. Right. Like, at no point did anybody go like, oh, we should stop throwing shit away.
Right.
They just were like,
campus
we should stop these people from
yeah.
free boxing.
Yeah, basically campus security.
Dumpster diving.
Campus security was like, oh, no, we got to get these kids out of here. And my friend actually had an experience last year where she doesn't go to UP, but she went dumpster diving on campus.
She get chased away?
Yeah. She
really?
And she grabbed a bunch of, there were like tons of coats, and she found a couple of sleeping bags. And so she was like, well, I'm just going to grab these and I'm going to take them downtown. Like to
yeah,
downtown chapel
give away. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's summer now, but they're gonna need them in a few months, and public safety came by and told her like, leave everything exactly where it is, you know, put it down, walk away. And she explained it and said, I'll leave right now, but can I please just take these jackets and these sleeping bags? This is ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And the public safety officer said no. So she had
on the grounds of what?
I don't know. So she set it down and left, and then she came back at 2 o'clock in the morning and picked
it back up.
Yeah. So I won't name her, but she is.
No, that's fine.
She's.
But that's some bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really bad. So I have a lot of guilt about that because I think that before it was like pretty under the radar that people were doing that.
Maybe, but I also think like it probably would have happened regardless of your article or not.
Yeah.
But I can't believe like it's the I don't know, like don't take my garbage kind of message that's being said is just really weird and bizarre. I don't know what to make of it.
I think what UP should do is that they should like have a huge free sale. You know, and like open it up to the community, to the neighborhood, advertise it, welcome people onto campus and have students put stuff out, you know, just lay out big tarps and let people go through and just take anything that they want. Because they do have like Goodwill donation bins in the dorm rooms, but there's only two of them and it's not enough. Like, so they overflow. And so that's why people
just start throwing stuff in the dumpsters.
But it's really disturbing. Like I found this year, I found... My friend, actually, that same friend and I did it together this year, and she was really upset about last year, and she was like, I don't want to get hassled this year, so I'm not jumping in a dumpster. Let's just, and we kept calling it, like, what were we calling it? Not dumpster diving, but, like, sneak and peek or something. I don't know. Because we would just, like, climb a little bit and just, like, brush
whatever,
the surface,
yeah,
whatever
up
we
on
could
top.
See. And we ended up grabbing, like, a broom, a brand new pair of Levi's,
Mother of God.
I got like a composition notebook that had never been cracked. Like,
really? Like,
literally.
Never being opened at all.
So now I'm using it for school. The first year that I did it, I found like four tubes of toothpaste sealed in a box. I found a present that was wrapped present.
Oh, please tell me it still had like the tag on it, like to whatever from grandma.
I did not see who it was from, but I did re-gift it, so there's that.
Did you even bother to unwrap it to see what it was?
I gave it to someone, and then when they opened it, we saw what
then
it was.
Then you knew what it was.
It was jewelry. It was, like, crappy Claire's jewelry, you know, mall jewelry.
Maybe this person knew what it was.
Yeah, and they were like, no. It's just a weird experience. And every year I approach it, like, every year that I dumpster dive, specifically at University of Portland, which is where I went to school, and I have, like, very loving feelings towards that place because it helped form me. But at the same time, I have a lot of animosity towards the wealth.
Just the level of, affluence and waste that goes along with it.
Yeah. And for a school that really prides itself on some of its initiatives to be really environmentally conscious, like, that's a value that they really, really say that they instill in students.
Yeah, and I mean, I've worked with a lot of UP students as well. I mean, for the amount of people that I've worked with,
right.
I worked with a lot of UP students. And yeah, they often, like, tend to be really praising the school for being so socially minded, mm-hmm. even, like, being a quote-unquote social justice school.
Right.
And yet, like, yeah, the dichotomy of, or the contradiction of, we're a social justice school, and then, like, there's a ton of usable shit just being wasted and thrown away. And not even letting anybody get their hands on it.
Yeah, I know.
So it's weird.
It's really, really bizarre. It's just a complicated thing to witness. And, the day that I'm going to go, I get really pumped and, like, you know.
You put on Never?
Put on Never. Play that a couple times. No, I just get really excited, and then, like, 2 hours in, I walk away, and I'm cursing, and I'm really angry, and, you know, ranting, to the point where everyone's like, okay, I need
come on, Lisa.
I need some time away from you, you're driving me nuts, because, it really makes me, like, I just...
Yeah, the one time I dumpstered over at Reed College, I kind of had that same feeling, and I had, like, these dual contradictory feelings of, like, look at all this cool shit I found. And then also, like, realizing, like, all this cool shit was just thrown away.
Yeah.
Like, by somebody who thought it was nothing.
Yeah.
Who just didn't want to take it with them for whatever reason.
You know, and you can get really meta about it, or not meta, but you can, like, go back and think, wow, like, somebody's hands made this and was probably not paid a fair living wage. And then, you know,
here's what you think of their labor.
We used resources. You know, it's not just that it's going to end up in a landfill somewhere. It's the whole story. You know, it's from beginning to end. And like, it's just, it's upsetting. So, yeah, that's like, I love ranting about it, but it also just makes me really angry. Yeah. So, yeah.
How do you, I don't know, how do you, like, not, I don't know, just let it weigh you down?
Like, all of it.
Like, when you think of those big picture things, it's something I always kind of deal with, too. Like, how do I not let this kind of get me down?
I don't know. I've had periods where I really let it, and it's just made me really angry. And I think that's really natural for anyone who's, like, has any awareness of injustice. Mm-hmm. Like, we all kind of go through this phase where we're awakened and we like see everything around us and we start to realize that everything's super messed up and it just weighs us down so much and we feel really angry that people don't get it and we feel really I shouldn't speak as a we, but I know that this is a really common experience of people. And I know that I have felt like I've drawn some pretty big lines between me and my family and my friends and like just been more aggressive than I would like to be. And then have gotten to a point where I've learned that like that does not create any change. That does not bring people in. And so I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question because there are definitely days where it does totally get to me and I don't know how to... Yeah. You know, and certainly like, you know, I grew up in the LA area. I grew up in a really wealthy part of Los Angeles and grew up like witnessing a lot of wealth and working at Anthropology where the people who came in were, you know, throwing down thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars, like it was nothing. And, it's just... Yeah, so certainly when I go back there, I have a harder time. My friends who still live there, like, hate when I go back to L.A. because...
Really?
They have taken the call.
Because you make them feel guilty?
Yeah, and I'm just, like, obnoxious and, you know, I, like, really scowly. I've gotten way better about it, but I used to go home and be like, I don't fit in here and be really, like...
That's funny. Like, I kind of often feel that way when I go home.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, like, I don't have any friends back home. that's not necessarily true, but I don't go out of my way to, like, look anybody up.
Yeah.
If I'm going back to Blissfield, Michigan, it's to visit family.
Right.
And, like, I really, you know, I don't know. If there's any friends that I know from Blissfield, Michigan that, you know, I'm sorry. In advance for what I'm about to say, but like, yeah, I'm not gonna bother looking anybody
right.
up.
Right.
It's not. Some of it is just like, yeah, like I don't know if you would even understand.
Yeah.
And some of it is just it's also like part of my own personal history and my own like personal, not being settled with my childhood, I guess.
Right.
Or how I grew up. But yeah, I often wonder like if I had like a set of friends, like if I go back, like what would the reaction like again, like I'm a very different person than what I was then.
Mm-hmm.
And you are
yeah, totally.
Too. Like and then having to make those reconciliations.
Yeah. It's interesting. I actually on Wednesday I'm flying to Las Vegas.
What?
So
tell me it's for a wedding.
No, it's not for a wedding. No. So my best friend Johnny, who still lives in LA, his family, who is my second family, live in Las Vegas, and they do it up big for 4th of July and New Year's, and I couldn't afford a ticket this year, and travel plans ended up in my email, and
wow,
my sweet, sweet friend Johnny, who maybe will listen to this, he is flying me out there. But so I've been going to Las Vegas regularly for the past 6 years or something, okay. 6 or 7 years to be with this family. And so in the process, I have transitioned my life from LA to Portland, and become this person that I am now. And they, have taken to calling me the Queen of Portland when they when they get really irritated with me. Like, there was one time when maybe a few years ago, somebody offered me like a plastic water bottle, and I was like, oh no, it's fine, I got my own. And everyone was just like, oh, Queen of Portland over there, she brings her own, you know. But now they like don't really do the plastic water bottle thing anymore, so I kind of feel like, well,
coincidence.
Portland seems to have rubbed off on you folks. No, they're super wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people, but they get really tired of me. I know when we're in Vegas together, like, they used to really try to, like, because basically during the day, people, it's just like tons of people come to this, flock to this house. Like, we're a big mishmash of family that nobody's related except for a few people. And certain people will, like, go out shopping during the day, and then I'll always like fight to stay home and read. And they used to really fight me on it and be like, no, you're coming with us. And then they were like, nah.
Like, when you went, would you just like grumble the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, Johnny.
Like, make it known, like, this store, like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would just say, like, we would always stop in the Apple store, and I would be like, oh, well, planned obsolescence and blah, blah, blah. And like, I hope you're not updating your operating system on your iPhone, because that's how they get you. You know, just saying all this stuff. And they'd be like, can you stop talking? You're really bringing us down. So I think people are really happy to leave me at home now. They're like, yeah, we don't need to take you to the strip.
We're all going to the mall. Do you want to stay here?
Yeah. Hey, would you like to stay? Did you want to like get some reading done? Hang out by the pool? Yeah, it's pretty funny. But they do. They let me talk. They listen. Okay, but so rewinding like 20 minutes back, I was telling you why I'm bad at free boxing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was in North Portland, and I was riding around, and I found a free pile. And then there was a trash bag with, I think, like a pillowcase in it. And I just, like, dunked my hand into the pillowcase. Not, I didn't even, like, look.
Hypodermic needles.
No.
At least it wasn't that.
It was, like, the slimiest thing I'd ever put my hand into. And what it was, I'm guessing, was, like, these tiny slimy balls that I think must have been used like to stuff something. So like a pillow, or I think it was like a craft something.
Okay.
But it was so disturbing, and it reminded me of that, like, you go to a haunted house and they have
peeled grapes
and it's supposed to be eyeballs. I felt like that. I was like, I just put my hand into peeled grapes or eyeballs. Or it was disgusting, and I had to like wiped it on my pants and rode home, and was like, lesson learned. There is no lesson learned. I will definitely put my hand in a pillowcase again. I'm sure of
it. Will you at least look, maybe?
Probably not. I want to say yes, I do. I really want to say that I would, but probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. So.
So I just had this great idea as you're talking about this. It's like a reverse haunted house.
Okay.
Have people stuff their hand inside a bag or whatever and tell them it's peeled grapes,
but
it's really eyeballs.
That's good. I like it. I like it. Yeah.
Just got to get my hand on some eyeballs.
Yeah,
now.
Like a lot. You got to get a lot of eyeballs because it's got to fill a bowl or a pillowcase or something. Interesting.
I have to talk to my eyeball guy.
Oh, boy. I gotta talk to my eyeball guy. You know, we all got our eyeball guy.
Right. Hey, let's go find Nathan Jones here.